Thank you and good morning. We will do everything we possibly can to get them back on their feet. Those are the words of Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario responding to the loss of businesses housed in the Star Hotel building in downtown Fortuna. The historic structure, built in 1876, was destroyed by fire on Wednesday, a fire that not only shut down the businesses in the hotel, but also on Main Street and surrounding areas as fire crews battled the massive blaze.
People are out of work, you know, the business is not being done on this part of Main Street in downtown Fortuna, but, you know, they will come back. They're all very resilient, very strong. You know, the local businesses are out supporting each other. I've already heard, you know, lots of business owners talking about temporary space and, you know, utilize my facility for this and think you can set up shop over here. So it's moving forward.
The fire began at just after 4 o'clock early Wednesday morning, and by 5 a.m., mutual aid units from the surrounding communities were either on scene or on their way to assist Fortuna volunteers. The fire started in an electrical box and spread quickly in the wood-framed building, and the earliest reports from fire officers on scene was that they would take up a defensive posture and protect surrounding buildings and property. Firefighters were on scene all day, and by noon, heavy equipment was being used to pull down the facade of the building so that firefighters could chase hot spots. Main Street remains closed this morning, and city leaders will meet this morning to discuss when it will be reopened. Two people were taken by ambulance to Mad River Hospital for treatment of minor injuries, and Highway 299 was narrowed to one-way controlled traffic for about 2 hours on Wednesday afternoon after a Humboldt Transit Authority bus ran off the highway near mile marker 14. The bus was headed eastbound when the driver, Brandon Mace, allowed the vehicle to leave the roadway, where it climbed a small embankment and hit two trees before coming to rest on its wheels. Two passengers suffered minor to moderate injuries and were taken to the hospital, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. A sheriff sergeant on his way to serve civil papers at a residence on Greta Lane in Bryceland on Wednesday was instead involved in a pursuit with the man he was trying to serve, 37-year-old Dale Baldridge, a man wanted on felony warrants. The deputy contacted Baldridge, who was sitting in an idling truck in the driveway of the house, when Baldridge then sped from the scene at a high rate of speed and on to Old Bryceland Road. At one point, Baldridge's truck became disabled and he fled on foot with the sergeant in pursuit. But once Baldridge leapt off the bridge over a creek, the sergeant lost contact. Other deputies arrived on scene, but a search for Baldridge yielded no results. A search of his truck, however, turned up a large amount of marijuana as well as suspected heroin, and he now has another warrant out in his name. Baldridge remains at large. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 20-year-old Derek Ray Johnson, who walked away from a sheriff's work crew in Fortuna on Tuesday afternoon. Johnson, who was serving a jail sentence for petty theft and being drunk in public, is an adult white male, 5'10", 170 pounds, with brown eyes and hair. He was last seen wearing jail work clothing, blue jeans, a denim shirt, and boots. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that the city of Eureka will close down the Blue Heron Motel, an address that saw 89 calls for police and fire service in 2014, effective February 4th, was welcomed by many who have expressed concern with crime and drugs in the city. On today's Talk Shop, Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills talks about the impact that drugs have in the city, particularly methamphetamine. Meth needs to be manufactured, and some of the ingredients used in its making are pretty nasty, including acetone, rubbing alcohol, toluene, and lye. The United States has instituted controls on how much of those chemicals used in meth making can be sold at one time, one of the key reasons those ingredients are being shipped from China to Mexico.
The importation of the precursors come predominantly from China. They'll bring it over by ship. Whereas here, you know, you're talking you can get a little bit. That's nothing compared to the ships that are coming in with it.
Mills scoffed at the idea of quality control.
There's no thought process for some type of purity or whatever. In fact, I'll talk to some of the ER doctors and other medical professionals. We can tell and they can tell when there's a bad dosage or heavy usage of meth in the streets, because the number of 5150s or the mentally ill will dramatically go up when you have a bad product out there.
Drug use and addiction are key concerns when it comes to public safety in Eureka, and closing down one seedy motel is at least a step in the right direction. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.